This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Careful what you wish for, I muttered as I slid my legs into a pair of flannel-lined trousers. After weeks of mild winter weather and me exclaiming, it's so mild, this is way too mild, wait a second, this is supposed to be winter. Well, real winter arrived, and winter apparel came out of bureaus and closets, and the wood stove burned longer into the day and night. Clouds, rain, snow, chilly days, and freezing nights, and warm clothing. Snow on the mountains makes for these postcard-like photos, but better yet, there'll be spring runoff as it melts, seeping seeps, gurgling streams, running creeks, water moving across and into the earth. It's not going to replenish overpumped aquifers. That would be a politician's pipe dream promise. But I'll take seeping seeps and gurgling streams. And so, you know, when I'm not modeling the winter apparel of the uplands or stoking up our stove in our home, I spend time going through photographs. I've been doing this a lot lately with this wonderful weather, winter weather, and I'm trying to organize these photographs. It's pretty difficult, but it has good moments, like the look at that moments. And on my laptop, I thought I'd put plants in different folders than the critter folders, right? And then it gets complicated. I mean, like the critters folder, I can't mix the mammals with the avian species or the insects or the amphibians or the reptiles. And holy moly, I have many photos of reptiles. Oh my gosh, a gazillion photos of box turtles. Snakes. I must love snakes. The snakes of my Kentucky youth. I wish I had photos of those. Garter snakes, king snakes, milk snakes, bull snakes, green snakes, copperheads. So wonderful. But boy, have I got some photos of snakes out in the borderlands and here at home. Mountain king snakes, hognose, ringnecks, checkered garter, coach whips, black-tailed rattlesnakes. And there are two species of rattlesnakes around our little homestead. The Mojave, the Crotalus scutellatus, I hope that's pronounced correctly, and the western diamondback Crotalus atrox. I can tell them apart by the black and white bands on their tail right before the rattle. The bands are about equal in width on the atrox, the diamondback, and on the Mojave, the white bands are wider than the black bands. Oh, I mean, there are a couple other ways. The scale size between the eyes, the supraoculars, and there's a pale stripe that starts behind the eye, and where that stripe goes helps you tell the species. Can you say binoculars? So listen, I found a photo I had taken in the fall of two large rattlesnakes in our yard. They had lifted much of their bodies 2 feet off the ground and were weaving and pushing at each other. It was like this beautiful, beautiful, dramatic dance. What are they doing? Is it a mating thing? Is it male, female rattlesnakes dancing? Well, no, I did not look at their tail, so I don't know what the species, and I sure didn't look at their at the scales between their superoculars. Anyway, listen, a month later, Ms. Mosquito and I find ourselves in Silver City, New Mexico, selling plants. And we meet this wonderful couple, Melissa and Jeff. They had founded and run a nonprofit called Advocates for Snake Preservation. And I learn, among other cool things while we are jabbering, that I had witnessed two male rattlesnakes' ritualistic combat, trying to knock one another over. So the female, wherever she was, said, "That's my guy." How cool is that? Oh, it's very cool. Well, it just made me want to take more snake photos and, of course, put those photos in an organized folder. Listen. I signed up for the newsletter from the Advocates for Snake Preservation because, well, I mean, I love snakes. I do. I love snakes. Snakes make the borderlands more exciting and more beautiful. Yeah, they really do. Oh, the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.